I would do quite a bit of hunting with that too. It's killing rabbits, birds. You got sticks put us loaded with lead on the end, so when you throw it, it wouldn't cut flips. It just the heavy end would go towards the front.
Towards the front.
Well, usually the heavy end would, like if you throw it, it would. If you got a stick that's well balanced, it's gonna cut flip. But if you got one end heavier than the other one, very soon it's gonna cut flip.
Yeah. Any games you played with other kids around here? Were there a lot of kids in the neighborhood you're at?
No. When we came up, the kids was about four or five miles apart.
Hello.
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 Hey.
Yeah.
What is it, man? Y'all come sit with me. Y'all finna go to my mom.
So we're gonna wait and bring you to the camp, man. Say it ain't no hurry.
You wanna come sit on there? You gonna have to be quiet, though. Oh, you gonna sleep?
No.
Okay, let mom give you a banana.
Is she?
That's my sister, though. They live right there. I was going to go show you. I'm going to ask you. They got one of them old-time systems. Like I was telling you about this building, they got that mule that jumped in.
Yeah.
And they got one like that. So when we get through, if you feel like, go look at it.
Oh, yeah. I'd love to. Okay. Other games, you didn't have a lot of kids around you?
No. Well, on Sunday sometimes they would visit. But like during the week, it was just mostly family.
Okay.
And then during the weekend, everybody was working if they weren't at school, so you didn't get a chance to visit too much. Maybe at night, if you didn't stay too far. And the parents would work, the fathers would work most of the time at night, so we had to take that supper to them.
Well, they work at night. You tell me on the tape how you would plow at night or work at night?
Well, they had, what you call that? A dehydrator. I don't imagine it was something. The weavers had got so bad, the sweet potatoes, well, you couldn't just take them and throw them out there. So they created a machine that you would cook them, and they would cut them in some little strips. And what he would do, he would run it about 18 hours a day. And we would. Old enough then to do the most of the farming. But most of the time they would run it like during the winter, during the harvest time. And if we would finish kind of early, well, it was always during the winter because didn't have too much to do then. But because that, the farmer himself would hardly bring the potatoes there. It was the ship, like with ship potatoes up north everywhere. When he would grade his potatoes out, the ones that weren't good, he had to send them to this place to get them cooked, and they'd use them to make hog feed. They'd use this stuff to make hog feed and mule feed, stuff like that.
Yeah. So you'd work at night, and your father would?
My father would work at night. He would run out. Well, something like that, it didn't take much education. It was just something you learned when it was built, that you had a couple of pressure gauges you had to watch. Your pressure couldn't get too high, too low, so anything would happen. Then you had to shut it down. It wasn't like the machinery they got today. You got to have a college degree and everything. And he didn't have no education at all. He just was around there when it was putting it up.
Did your father know how to read and write?
No.
He couldn't?
No. My mother could, but not my father.
But he wanted you to get him.
Yeah. And so it happened. He took sick